An emergency room physician who was the first person in Bowling Green to receive the COVID-19 vaccine says he hasn't experienced any adverse reactions. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. Dr. William Moss at the medical center was first among frontline workers to receive the Pfizer vaccine on Monday. He described the moment as euphoric after a difficult 9 months of treating the sickest coronavirus patients. A day after the injection, Moss said he only had some soreness in his arm.
You know, the aches, the pains, the little fever, we're all going to have a little bit of an immune response, and that's actually a good thing. That means it's working.
Dr. Moss says the only people who shouldn't receive the vaccine are pregnant women and those with a history of allergic reactions to vaccines. The vaccine has also not been tested on children yet. Moss says he should have 50% immunity to the virus a week from now and full immunity by mid-January. The Pfizer vaccine requires a second dose 21 days after the initial injection. For those who have already had COVID-19, the vaccine is recommended 90 days after their onset of symptoms. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.